ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Prime Minister's Literary Awards were announced last night at a ceremony at the National Library in Canberra. Sam Vincent has won the $80,000 award for non-fiction for his memoir, My Father and Other Animals. Sam is also a farmer who runs a cattle and fig farm, at the Yass Valley in New South Wales and joins us this morning. Welcome.
Thanks, BK.
Congratulations. I mean, it's a big deal and not a bad kind of 80 grand. It's not bad for an award. What does it mean to win it?
It's pretty awesome. I joked in my acceptance speech last night that writing, like farming, is a famously well-paid profession. So it's certainly going to make a difference. I think it just takes the pressure off. I've been juggling a lot of things, writing, farming. I have a toddler. I feel like I can.
Intense.
I don't have to keep so many fingers in so many pies now. Obviously, I want to keep writing. I want to write more books, but the pressure's off for now. I can spend a bit more time on the farm, fixing fences and planting trees and attending to the neglected tasks.
You've painted a lovely picture of your life. Can I say a beautiful toddler? Life in the bush and writing, it's the stuff of the stuff of fiction. So what's the book about?
The book is a memoir about me taking over the farm and really unexpectedly coming to farming. In 2014, my dad had an accident on the farm and I came back to start working with him, initially just to start babysitting him in the paddock to make sure he wouldn't hurt himself further. But as the years progressed, I worked more with him and I realized I loved it, and it turned into a kind of unofficial apprenticeship. So the book has this kind of rollicking comic memoir, I guess, I hope, about taking over the farm. But I also wanted to smuggle in a lot of serious ideas about regenerative agriculture, the challenges of farming with climate change and working with First Nations people to protect heritage sites on private land, which is something that we've done on our property the last few years.
Can you talk to me about that? Because that's really interesting. How has that come up and how have you gone about it?
Yeah, so there's a, with an archaeologist friend, this friend found an old Aboriginal ochre quarry on our farm. And we engaged with local Ngambri and Ngunnawal elders who were really thrilled to learn about it and brought out their families. And we wanted to do something about it, to protect it and really take a back seat, let the Ngambri and Ngunnawal communities take it forward. So with their blessing, we all applied to have it protected as an Aboriginal place under New South Wales heritage legislation. And we thought this was really nice and significant, especially when we learnt that at the time, only about 13 sites on private property had been listed as Aboriginal places. So we hope that it's an example that other farmers could take to protect heritage sites while not really changing how they have to farm. That's the beauty of this process. I still graze the slopes of this ochre quarry, but when the cattle aren't there, the Ngunnawal and Ngambri elders can bring out families and they host tours there. It's been a really nice part of my farming journey so far, I guess.
Yeah, that's just a lovely story that I didn't expect to hear, and it's a stunning story about the way that farming can look and coexistence can look in our country. You're a writer and a farmer, as we say. Do either of those jobs make you better at the other?
Definitely. And I think being a dad as well, I think they're all really complementary. It might sound strange, but I find if I've had a day on the farm doing physical labor in nature, walking around, doing exercise, kind of using my hands, but not maybe using my intellect as much, then I feel really recharged to work on the writing. And sometimes if I have a writing problem, I'm sitting at my desk, I'm trying to unpick it, it's not working. All it takes is a day on the farm, and I find myself realizing that what I need to write next and getting back to my desk. And similarly with our daughter, I take her out on the farm a lot and have her in the baby Bjorn or this big off-road pram and checking the cattle and picking fruit. I feel like it's a lot more complimentary than most jobs. We have a crying baby in a Zoom meeting or something. The cows don't seem to worry about that when I'm with our daughter in the paddock.
I love that. What a beautiful life she's having. And it's so great to get to speak to you again. Congratulations, Sam.
Thanks, Patricia.
Sam Vincent, who has won the Prime Minister's Literary Award for Nonfiction.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.